And then when trouble shows up, you want to confess something, but ain't nothing there to come out. You want to say, oh, my needs are met, but it's just like car backfiring. They're making some noise. You know, car backfiring ain't going nowhere. That means finna quit. It's about ready to quit. So what kind of heart do you have this morning? What kind of heart? Are you that beaten path? Are you the gravel? Are you the one that's so full of care until the word been choked out? Are you that good soil that produces 30, 60, and 100 times as much? Which one are you? It's how you take the word. Now watch this. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I'm going to pick up at verse 4. I only have a little time left. Verse 4. Jesus said, the sower sows the word. And he said, those that know have this privilege of intimately knowing the mystery. I didn't talk about it. Those that know, that will hear, have the privilege of intimately knowing the mystery of the kingdom. All right, now watch this. Now listen to what he's saying here. He chose us in him. He chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself. I'm still reading from the Passion. So listen up. Even before he laid the foundation of the universe, y'all got to hear this now. See, before the foundation of the universe was laid, you was chosen to live, to be, to have, and to travel. You were chosen to live this kind of life. God never planned an evil day for you in your entire existence. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't hear that. God had never planned a day of evil for you. Amen. God never planned a day for you to be broke. Amen. God never planned a day for you to be depressed. Amen. God never planned a day for you to say, I don't know what I'm going to do. He chose you to be his own. Can you imagine God waking up in the morning? Jesus, what are we going to do? Oh, what are we going to do, Jesus? Son said, well, you Father, I don't know. Well, let's ask the Holy Spirit. You the Holy Spirit. No, you in charge, Father. Can you imagine? No. You know, a thought like won't even occur to you. He chose us to be like him. Did y'all hear what the word is saying? Or y'all just sitting out there? He chose us to for his very own and joined us to himself. He joined us to himself. Why did he join us to himself? So we could be like him. Even before he laid the foundation of the universe, because of his great love, he ordained us so that we could, so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained conscience. Your conscience have no business being contaminated or stained with sin, doubt, unbelief, failure. I can't do it. I don't know what I'm going to do. He chose us. Whew. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Christ. How? Through our union with Christ, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascade over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for the beloved one, Jesus. The same love he has for the beloved one, Jesus, we have it. Did you see Jesus in his 33 years and a half on earth ever been without? Ever wondering what I'm going to do? He had 12 disciples, and then later on he had 70. And others that followed him, Susanna and other people that followed him and served him. You never once ever heard Jesus say, boys, what are we going to do today? We don't have any money. And he had a thief with him and he knew it. And the scoundrel was stealing money out the treasury until the disciples didn't know he was stealing. Jesus knew it. But you never heard him say one time, what are we going to do? We're going to have to cancel our appointment today because we're all out. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. He has for us. He said, and this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. You got to get this. This unfolding plan, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? How to frame your world where you have victory on every hand. Amen. To show you you're in this world, but you're not of this world. It brings him good pleasure to unfold this to you, to show you how to walk in it every day. You walk around, many of you are crying, many are hurting. You know loved ones that you have, they are crying, they don't know what to do, and they're trying to scuffle and make it on their own, and it gives God good pleasure for you to come to him, and he'll show you how to live in his world. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasure of redemption by his blood. That everything that Adam did and accused you was, and you were accused of, you know, it no longer sticks. The blood removed the soul in the mind and sight of God. That in the mind of God, it never existed in your life. He treats you like it never existed.